Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This may be an appropriate song, Aaron. Celebration. For many, anyway. Hi, this is Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show, and we welcome Sean Kelly, the press secretary for your Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I got to tell you that the song you're playing now is the very first 45 I ever owned when I was growing up.
How about that? What a coincidence, and it's perfect for our conversation, for many anyway, because Josh Shapiro, our governor, signed in July an expansion of the Liquor Control Board's rules and regs. So I don't want to steal your thunder for those who haven't heard. This is a significant change for many. So what's the deal?
Well, it is a significant change. And let me start by first thanking you for having me on to talk about this. A lot of people really don't understand what the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board does. We're the state agency that oversees licensing of all the bars, restaurants, hotels, golf clubs, wineries, breweries, distilleries, but places you don't even think about. Hospitals, for example. A lot of hospitals have an alcohol permit because they use it to help sterilize their equipment. Laboratories, because they use it in their experiments. So we go into that area. We also have a $3-some billion a year retail business with 580 or so retail locations, with an e-commerce website. We have a responsible alcohol management program, an alcohol education component. We try to encourage responsible consumption and discourage underage and dangerous drinking. So there are a whole bunch of aspects to what we do. We don't do these things in a vacuum. We do these things when the governor and the legislature decide to change the liquor code. And that's what happened in this case. Governor Shapiro and the legislature got together and decided that they were going to loosen up some of our longstanding laws on the books about different things. One was happy hour, something that went into effect last Friday. The happy hour law was loosened to allow licensees more flexibility in terms of setting their happy hours every week. Talked to some people who are here for a long time. Going back to 1985, they saw that we had a restriction in terms of you could have happy hour for 2 hours a day, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, Sean. I didn't know, and excuse my naivete, I had no idea that those happy hours were regulated by the PCLB or PLCB.
It's set in the law. It's not like we arbitrarily pick numbers. There was actually a law that was passed in December of 1985 that set happy hours to 2 hours a day. And it was that way for a very, very long time. And then the last change that was made before this change was back in 2011. So it's one of those things you don't really think about, but it's one of those things that, you know, the governor and the legislature get together and they decide, well, we're going to do this for licensees and give them a little bit more of a privilege. So that's gotten some publicity, and people are very excited about that. What's gotten more publicity is the change to the ready-to-drink cocktail permits. These are brand new. They allow certain licensees to get a permit where they can sell ready-to-drink cocktails to go. It's one of the fastest growing alcohol segments out there in the market right now.
Right.
These are things like a whiskey and Coke in a can, a tequila cocktail in a can. They're popular. They're portable. Some of them are lower in alcohol content. So they're increasingly popular, and the governor and legislature decided that it was time to allow more licensees the opportunity to sell these products.
We're with Sean Kelly, who is the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. The expansion officially went into effect yesterday. I would imagine you were swamped with applications for these additional licenses, correct?
That is correct. We started accepting applications a few weeks ago. It was an opportunity for licensees to really take a look at what the law change meant, decide whether they wanted to make the investment and get into it, and then submit the paperwork so we could start processing it on the very first day. As you said, yesterday was the first day that this took effect. Starting at, I believe, 7 yesterday morning, our Bureau of Licensing started looking at the applications and going through them. At the start of the day, we had 1,567 applicants.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Applications.
Wow.
From all types of retailers, all types of beer distributors. So they started the morning with 1,567, and I can tell you that by 4 o'clock, they were all processed.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't expect from government, Sean, to be honest, the speedy processing of documents. So this means many places, once they get the okay, they're good to go. They can serve these ready-to-drink cocktails like gas stations, supermarkets, and other grocery stores. Wow.
That's correct. There were some applicants who did not meet all the requirements. We had about 150 of those. For example, the law requires that the permittees participate and get certified in our responsible alcohol management program, which ties into what I said earlier about responsible consumption. We want to make sure that the people who are buying these, they have valid IDs. So we train employees for retailers and distributors how to spot fake IDs. We teach them how to look for signs of intoxication, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that these products, while being out there, are out there in a responsible manner and make sure that they're not getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So there were about 150 of those applications that were deemed deficient, but we had 1,416 permits issued yesterday. And it was a process. It's not just something as simple as going in and flipping a switch. You have to remember that the licensees who are able to do this, many of them can go into our stores and get discounts. So there's a whole process that we have to do on our end to make sure that all of that works when a licensee goes in to a fine wine and good spirits store to acquire products.
Any shot of getting a license here at the radio station? Aaron wanted me to ask our producer, not me.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course. But there's one other thing I want to ask you about in relationship to this, and that's a liquor license where people offer food and drink combos. You will now allow them to add up to 2 drinks in the cost of a ticket for a self-sponsored event. That's a big change.
And again, there are things that, you know, the governor and legislature decided that they needed to loosen up a bit. We saw a last big change in 2016 when Act 39 was passed. Governor Wolf and the legislature decided that they wanted to see wine available in grocery stores, convenience stores, and similar locations. So the liquor code, you know, it dates back to the 1930s. Some people think it's static, and many times it is. But when the governor and the legislature decide that they want to do updates to increase convenience or make things more available, kind of loosen the market a little bit, they certainly have the ability to do so. And our job at the LCB is to make sure that we implement whatever they decide to do. We are given 60 days to create this entirely new process out of whole cloth. And as I said, yesterday we had all applications processed between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. So I think our team did a pretty good job.
And I will say, Chuck Moran, who we've talked to during COVID as they were trying to survive, the executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association, they're thrilled. Quote, this part of the House Bill 829 provides a new tool for bar owners to use within marketing efforts by combining food and adult combos at discounts for patrons. They're all happy. A lot of happy people in this process. Sean, you did a great job outlining this. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Happy to talk with you about what we do at the LCB.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Sean Kelly, the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Really, it was very comprehensive. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Heather Zambito, what's going on?
Yeah, still seeing a lot of slow-moving traffic on the Parkway East, where you're getting in line before Wilkinsburg as you head into the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. Parkway West is lining up at the top of Greentree Hill on the inbound side. Outbound side, mostly up to speed, just a little sluggish around Campbell's Run. Parkway North, we're seeing a lot of improvement there, just a little bit of sluggish traffic around Camp Horn Road, and then again at Hazlitt Street as you approach the East Street Valley. Still looking at about a three-light delay on 65 at the McKees Rocks Bridge, and 28 inbound sluggish between the Aetna Bypass and Millvale. With AAA Traffic on the Fives, I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Heather. We got a little bit of sun. It's been mostly cloudy, but we'll see some sun. Doesn't look like rain today. Today's high 78, more seasonal, and then overnight 64. Could be a couple of showers around tomorrow, mainly city south. I actually need that rain. 62 at the airport now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.